James 5:16 says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." I'm going to go back to 1 John that was covered last week. Have a couple of comments on it. 1 John 1:8-9. "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." What I'd like to say is, you know, wished we had more people here to say it to, but we sin still, but we don't, our sin is not held against us because of what Jesus did. What our daily sins, we are supposed to confess them, and so we should do that. That's why we're supposed to examine ourselves before we take the Lord's Supper. So we really do need to have this part of our worship service. The "if" in verse 10, Joe was probably right last week about there are four different types of "if," but this "if" is specifically a conditional "if." The "if" in verse 9, if we confess our sins, that is looking to the future. If we confess our sins, then something's going to happen. It's not since. It's not that we have already confessed some sins, but we sin again. We're supposed to keep confessing the sins. That's what this passage is all about. And you go to the Greek, and it's about confessing the sins that we've done today, yesterday, keeping the slate clean so that we are not pulled down by our daily sins. It's not about our standing before God. Our standing before God is set. So let's take a couple of minutes to confess our sins individually, and then I'll pray to stop and finish. Heavenly Father, each one of us has sinned against you this week. We ask for your forgiveness again. We thank you for your promise that we're covered. Jesus paid the price. But we also want to be humble before you and say, yes, we need that. We need you to keep moving on our behalf, and we need you to cover our sins as you already have. And we ask that you would forgive us and help us to repent of sins that are besetting sins and turn to you as the only author of life. In Jesus' name, amen.